All right, next up, we've got Anne Company doing A Tight Spot by Matt and Donna. And this is Thomas Penninger.
I'm gonna find my little brother, cause I've got a plan to share. I'm feeling bored, so stick your face between those planks atop the stairs. And I'm glad we're in agreement that I would be much too tall. But now the banister's caught hold and you can't pull away at all. But let's go now,
try to get our story straight. Cause I'll say no, it wasn't my idea. And I'm telling the truth, I'm glad that it was you who was stuck between the boys.
So I guess Thomas is another musician that is part of the large Anne Company from Spintown. So this is another old Spintunes tune that I had to go look up from Spintunes 2 Round 2. Anyway, it was way back in 2011. And the challenge for this song was to write a topical song, meaning a headline from a newspaper no older than 2 weeks from 6/26/2011 when this came out. And apparently this was a true story of a kid who got his head caught in a banister and paramedics had to use olive oil to get him out. I like this cover too. I thought it was, you know, excellently performed and recorded. I also listened to the original a bit, and this one's a very faithful cover. Like, they really got a lot of the sound and the melodies and everything. It's just like they just duplicated it. And what I really wonder, like, who are these people? Like, how does Spintown know all of these incredible musicians? Like, what's going on there? So I'm going to have to email Spintown and ask him about that.
Yeah, I really love the singer's voice. I really love this singer's voice. Right away, I connected with it. I love the energy that the song comes out with at the top. Big, fast performances. The guitars sound great. Everything really gives it a lot of energy. The song I was going to write was a little bit novel. Ryan, sorry that I'm taking your note right away.
Fine.
But it was interesting to me because I had to dig into the lyrics to really find that that's what it was. I had to read the lyrics and go, oh, I think this is about a kid getting stuck in a banister. Being rewarded for digging in and discovering what the song's about is worth it to me. If I didn't know it from just listening to it straight up until I went back and did it, I think that that is rewarding to me to read lyrics and be rewarded by them. I will say the sound of the song had a couple of moments where, because every time I listen to this song, I kind of was like, wait, which song is this again? What song is this again? I think there's something about the melody itself that doesn't necessarily stick around in my head. Like some of the, I mean, if I think about some of the great songs from Spintunes 23 that really stick out to me, I think about, like, I could right now go in Pripyat, it's like I can do it right away. It just comes right back to me. I can hear, I promise myself that I would, like, that comes to me right away. I know that track. And there's nothing about this one that necessarily sticks with me melodically, except for there was one moment that was driving me crazy because I kept hearing this melody and thinking, what does that sound like? What does it sound like? I do think that there's a part in this song that sounds, maybe you have to squint your ears a little bit, but I hear Hey There, Delilah.
Oh, yeah. Goes, no, absolutely. Yeah.
Yes. So I hear a little Hey There, Delilah. And every time I go back to that, I'm like, okay. So I think this probably won't be one that I'm revisiting a lot, but it's not because it's bad by any stretch of the imagination. I really enjoyed it. It just doesn't necessarily stay with me when I leave it.
I feel a little bit like this has been drilled into my head because it gets played by Tommy a lot in the pre and the post shows. And I'm a freak who listens to the pre and the post shows for of these listening parties. And he's got some, you know, some that he plays a lot more than others. And I think maybe that's actually even why Spintown chose some of these. And this, I like it a lot. I like the original, I mean. I like the tone of the voice of the original. And just sort of like, even if you're not paying attention to the story of the song, which, yeah, it puts it well into the novelty song territory, yeah. But if you're not listening to it, then it just sounds kind of sweet and I like the melody and I like the whole song. And this, like Chumpy mentioned, this does seem sort of truest to the original, I think, so far. A lot of the others have been really, you know, taking the interpretation angle off to the left. And I really appreciate that when they kind of put their own spin on it. But this one also was done really well. And it's a song that I like. And yeah, I was pretty happy with it. We should also mention, okay, so Spintown put in four songs.
Yeah.
And even if it wasn't him, even if he just set those in motion, then that's really impressive and really appreciated. Or maybe not appreciated if Matt and Donna never hear about this, you know, or if Dr. Lindyke doesn't check in and find out that he has another cover of one of his songs, which is, you know, a little odd. I know that that I did a cover with Sarah Parsons of a song that the original artist might never hear because he hasn't come back to Spin Tunes since. So, you know, it's all kind of like weird thinking that you put all this effort into it and that, yeah, sure, people are going to appreciate it. But maybe if the original artist hasn't heard it or if you haven't heard from the original artist, then that's a little weird. And yeah, I should throw this out there. If somebody does a cover of your song, reach out to them and say thanks. You know, I'm sure that most of the people are doing it, but yeah, just if you appreciate it, let them know that you appreciate it. And I'm also gonna like say here to Spin Town, I love round five. I love every round five, and I like the whole idea and everything. And I really appreciate you doing four entire songs for round five, all with a different sound, all for different artists. It's really impressive. It's really appreciated. It's
all really with cool. A really high level of quality.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
I wondered because some of these covers are from earlier rounds, if there was any stockpiling, if this was perhaps some of these songs were maybe set in motion earlier than the round had started in order to have some contributions, which I think is totally fine for a bonus round like this. I think that's great. And I like hearing the songs.
We are judges. We can disqualify them.
That's true.
Disqualified.
You're out.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Yeah. How are you going to rank these if they're all? Yeah. I mean, they don't meet. This is not what this round is for. So. Anyhow.
But we should choose a winner.
Yeah. I feel like this next one is a real possibility for my number one ranking.